Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell, we are so glad you're with us on this Friday night. We are inside the Quicken Loans studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big East Sports Show. Of course, all of our guests tonight are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that's Progressive. And if you are a regular listener to our program, you know how much we love book reviews. So up next, we've got a very special one, one of our favorite sports reporters who does a fantastic job with our good friends at ESPN and ABC. That is the talented Tom Rinaldi. He does it all. He's just released his new book, The Red Bandana, and it is an amazing read. I know you guys out there are going to enjoy it. The story of Wells Crother, whose actions on 9/11 offer a lasting lesson on character, calling, and courage. Good evening, Tom.
Thanks for having me, Alyssa. I appreciate it.
Well, listen, before we dive into the book, Tom, and learn more about your latest project, I have to ask you, when in the world did you find time to write a book? Because you cover so many events throughout the year as a national correspondent for ESPN. I mean, one would assume, we're not supposed to do that as journalists, as ever assume, but I mean, we would think that you don't have a whole lot of free time.
Maybe the better person to answer that in full disclosure would be my wife. We have two young children as well.
Right.
But everything we do is sort of built around her, and she was able to build some of the space for me to do it. A lot of it was written on planes and in hotels and on the road, some at home. But lucky to have the gig I have at ESPN, and lucky to have been able to share this story in a different venue via book.
Sure. Well, okay, so tell us the story about the Red Bandana, a life, a choice, a legacy. As I understand, Tom, it's already a New York Times bestseller, and the story of Wells Crother, whose actions on 9/11, as I had mentioned earlier, offer a lasting lesson on character, calling, and courage. What do you want our listeners to know?
We first shared this story 5 years ago in an ESPN feature, and we have shared it every year in and around 9/11. While 9/11 is at the center of the story, unless it's about a lot more than that. Wells Crother was 24 years old and working on the 104th floor of the South Tower on 9/11. A Division I athlete at Boston College, played lacrosse, was also a volunteer firefighter. And as he made his way down from the 104th floor after the tower had been hit by Flight 175, he came to the 78th floor sky lobby and saw a scene that he simply couldn't pass. As many as 200 people who were dead and dying on that floor were the lower wing of Flight 175 that exploded through the space. He led a group to safety, including carrying one woman across his back down nearly 20 flights, implored them to go on, and then he made a decision to go back up, and he did it again. He led a second group to safety in the stairwell. He ultimately made his way down to the lobby and still did not leave. Instead, he helped firefighters from the FDNY, as one of the only people with firefighting experience who had come down from above the impact zone where Flight 175 had struck the South Tower. The red bandana is the clue, ultimately, which led to survivors pointing out the man who had saved them. And the third portion of the book is really his mom and dad's detective work, if you will, to find out and confirm that it was, in fact, their son who had saved these lives.
What kind of impact did his story have on you? Because it certainly makes you think, when you go through the book, I mean, what would I do in a life-death situation? I mean, would I truly risk my life for someone else?
Exactly, and I think that's the question at the center of the book. As I say, while it's a 9/11 story, in our current climate, unless I think we can all ask ourselves that question and probably have in the quiet of our own heart.
Yeah.
How would I react? What would I do? What courage would I possess? Not to protect myself or my loved ones or my family, but a stranger, someone who you've never seen before, whose name you don't know. Would you put that person before yourself? Wells Crother did that and did it more than once, ultimately losing his life to do so. The book explores where that kind of character and courage came from in his own life. Essentially trying to answer maybe an answerable question, which was, how do you make a hero?
ESPN's Tom Rinaldi is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to connect with you. We are interactive. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And we'd also love for you to subscribe to our podcast page. Of course, go to podcastarena.com. We are highlighting Tom Rinaldi's new book. It is titled The Red Bandana. It is the inspirational and a moving story of September 11th. Hero, Wells Crowther, A Life, A Choice, A Legacy. And of course, Tom, you know, in sports reporting, we celebrate, you know, the big wins, the achievements, success. What did you learn about the heart of this extraordinary young man in Wells Crowther and someone that would sacrifice his life for others?
One thing I think we do learn is how important sports were in his life. Somebody who, again, played Division I sports, was a lacrosse athlete at Boston College, a team captain, somebody who understood the value of team and working with and for and competing with and against others. That was a very formidable part of his upbringing, as was volunteering at the firehouse right around the corner from where he lived, which is what his father had done. All the different institutions, teachers, coaches, experiences that helped mold him so that he was able to face that moment the way that he did. I think one of the things that's so wonderful about sport is it does remain in such a divided time, a time of such great discord in the country.
Yeah.
It remains a great unifier. I think a lot of people have come to Wells' story through sport in its original telling on ESPN, including President Obama, who talked about Wells uniquely, dedicated the 9/11 Museum. Mm-hmm. 2,977 souls who perished in the attacks. The president mentioned one by name, this one, Wells Crowther.
Yeah. You know, Tom, you have covered certainly the best of the best, from the Masters to Wimbledon, college football. You've done it all. In all your years of covering stories, how compelling was it to cover this one, the opportunity to share it? I mean, how fulfilling has this been for you personally?
Again, it's a lottery-winning job to have the jobs that each of us have, where we can tell stories and talk to people about sport. But I think what I've found in my career is there are two things, for me, most worth covering. One is greatness, mm-hmm. and the other is the line between living and dying. This story has embodied those two more than any other. I'm thrilled to be able to document the stories that I do, whether it is to be at the Masters, the U.S. Open, the Wimbledon, or U.S. Open tennis, to do sideline reporting at the national championship game, the semifinal in college football. Those are wonderful, to have the opportunity to sit down with the coaches and athletes like you have, mm-hmm. whether it be Kobe or Jeter or Tiger or Serena. But the use of the word hero, and you know what I'm going to say now, mm-hmm. it can get a little flippant. It can be used a little too easily. And then we come into contact with a story where it regains its fullness of meaning. And that's been the case, at least for me, in helping to share Wells' story and the story of the Red Bandana.
Tom Rinaldi's new book examines the life and the sacrifice of Wells Crowther. He was a volunteer firefighter turned investment banker and was in the South Tower on 9/11. So tell me this, Tom. I mean, what kind of feedback did you receive from the family?
When we use the term hero, sometimes it can be a little flippant. Within the context of sport, we see great competitors and champions. But when you do ultimately encounter something of this nature, I think you're reminded of what heroism really is. And I was reminded when I sat across the kitchen table from Allison and Jefferson Crowther, Wells' mother and father, and read to them sections from this manuscript mm-hmm. for 5 hours, Alyssa.
Wow.
And to look into their faces and have them hear back what other people had said about their son and the descriptions of what he had done. That's something I'll never forget.
The title of the book is The Red Bandana, the inspirational and moving story of September 11th, hero Wells Crowther. Definitely want to encourage you to go out and get a copy of that, Amazon.com, and of course at Barnes & Noble. Thank you so much, Tom, for joining us for the first time right here at SB Nation Radio, and congratulations. And we enjoy your work. Continued success.
Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio. Stay close.